Oh, it's a really wet afternoon in Cork. It's 9.5 degrees Celsius and it's raining and the air is terribly damp and chilly. So it's the kind of weather that wouldn't exactly make you feel like going anywhere. But I'm heading into the centre of the city. I've got this great love of Cork City on a Saturday. Especially just walking around the streets and listening to the musicians who are busking, watching the people stumbling into unexpectancies. Yeah, it is. There's a very good chance that you'll have an accidental meeting, you know, with an accidental stranger. And, you know, it does me good. I mean, I think it's really very helpful to me, at least, to meet people I've never met before. What about you? Are you a meet strangers person? Are you into that? Do you find it kind of reinvigorates you? Do you find it, you know, I don't know, touches your level, your imagination? That listening to people you've never listened to before can be good? I must say that lots of people have told me that having new experiences are really the lifeblood of creativity. For example, there's a wonderful book by a woman whose name has gone out of my head for a second called The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron. Now, it stayed in print for a very long time, and it's a kind of program on how to become an artist and using artist in the broadest meaning of the terms. By the way, I'm going driving into a car park. I'm in the very centre of Cork. There's an expensive car park. But it is a. I'm just getting the ticket out. It's dry, and you drive in here, and you're dry, and you can walk down out of it and keep dry. And you know, there's a certain amount to be said for that, even if you have to pay €1 or €2 more for the total trip. I've only got a small amount of space or time this afternoon. My daughter is performing in the Fesh, the Fesh Ceoil. Now, the Fesh Ceoil is a an Irish institution. It's a song and dance and elocution, performance institution in Ireland, and loads of children have performed in it. I never was good enough at anything to perform in the Fesh Ceoil, but my daughter's going to do some Irish dancing this afternoon. I don't really know how good she is. You know, I'm just like a doting father who says, my daughter is wonderful, isn't she? But I have no notion how she stacks up in competitive terms with other girls. The thing about the Fesh is that there's a whole career ahead of you if you start it, because you can keep going up to, you know, the professional level. I mean, I might not be strictly correct in saying that there is a professional level. Somebody might come back to me and say, you know, there's nothing professional about the Fesh, but from what I hear, the way people dress to perform at the highest level in the Feshina, as they're called, is costs a load of money. I mean, oh dear, sorry, hold on, guys, I hope I can go backwards. I can. I thought for one second that there was a car parking place just there. But anyway, the Feshina, which is the Gaelic plural for Fesh, the Feshina in, you know, competitions go right up to the senior level, and at the most senior level, the dresses are extraordinarily ornate and specially made. Well, of course, they're specially made even at the junior level, but the top level stuff is, you know, top of the range. They might even have, you know, jewels hanging off them, for all I know. But certainly, the hairdos are something stunning because they're wigs. Yes, a lot of the top Fesh people wear wigs. So here I am thinking, do I actually want my daughter to be going around wearing a wig in a few years' time? If she becomes very good at Irish dancing, does that mean that I have to sign up for, stop this silly thing, sign up for her to wear a wig? I mean, she's got lovely hair. Why would anybody want to put on a wig? But I understand that it is de rigueur. Oh dear, what have I got here? I've got the builders are doing stuff, and they have roped off up here. Oh dear. Anyway, let's keep going. Try to find a place to park. So there, 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's only just after 3 o'clock now, but at 4 o'clock I'll have hightailed it to Ballyfihan. And, oh, if you could see this now, the car in front. I'm holding the car on a hill with the clutch, and the car in front of me is pulling out, and it's gone, and I've safely got into a place. Okay. Did you hear any crashing? No, we're very tight. I don't know how the other person's going to get out. But anyway, there we are. Look. That was just a way of getting into the rhythm of the city in my mind and sharing it with you. Cork City, what's your own city like on a Saturday afternoon? Please make an old boo or two about your city or your place. It doesn't have to be a city, of course. It could be just like, you know, Becky McCray in Oklahoma, a really tiny, tiny place with a couple of hundred people. And that would be every bit as interesting as a city. So yeah, it'd be quite interesting to hear your take on Saturday afternoons. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony. I might do another couple of these in the McColgan method. But meanwhile, I just have to go and do a bit of imaginary shopping. Bye.